Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Reb T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We're looking at Chapter 5, Mishnah 18. We're looking at Hey Yudchet, just a couple of Mishnahs left here in Chapter 5 with Rabbeinu Yonah, and then we move over to Chapter 6, where we have his translation, but not actual commentary from Rabbeinu Yonah. God willing, it'll take us a few more weeks, and then we'll take our summer hiatus. Play Neder Mirt Hashem. Kol Mazake Es HaRabim in Chet Ba Al Yada. One who brings merit to the masses will not be the cause of sin. V'chol Machati Es HaRabim in Maspikin Biyada La'asos Tshuvam. One who causes the masses to sin will not be given the means to repent. Interesting, the examples that they give here. Of course, Moshe, great example of the good. Moshe Zacha V'zike Es HaRabim. Moshe, the great Rabbeinu, the great Moshe Rabbeinu, who led us out of Mitzrayim, led us for 40 years in the desert, gave us the Torah from Hashem, was the leader par excellence, one of the most famous, greatest people, most humble to ever live. He was meritorious, and he made other have merit. He did many mitzvahs and made others learn about mitzvahs from the Torah itself. Zechus harabim toloi bo. So he merited and brought merit to the masses. The merit of the masses is considered to be his. As it says, Shenemar, Tzidkas Hashem Aso Mishpatav Im Yisrael. He performed the righteousness of God and his laws together with Israel. And who is the example of someone against him? Yeravam. I would think maybe Bilam, because that's the quote-unquote prophet that Hashem gave to the non-Jews. The one that was their one chance to have a prophet and disastrous results came about. But no, the opposite is considered Yeravam. Menavad, who was the leader of the 10 tribes, once the tribes broke off from the Davidic dynasty, there was Rechavam, who was Shlomo's son, and Yeravam, who was someone who broke off himself, might have been the general. Chatev Hechadis Rabim, so he sinned and caused others to sin. Chit HaRabim Tolebo, so the sins of the masses are on his head, are dependent on him. Shnemar says, Al Chatos Yeravam Asher Chatev Asher Hechadis Yisrael. Because he sinned and caused the masses to sin, therefore the sin of the masses is considered his, as it says, for the sins of Yeravam, which he committed and which he caused Israel to commit. That comes from Malachim Aleph, when the break-off happened. So Rabbeinu Yonah points out, one who brings merit to the masses will not be the cause of sin. When one does an act of such great merit, it is only right that he should be repaid with great reward. He will not be the cause of sin or of sinful thoughts. This is his reward, for the reward of a mitzvah is another mitzvah, Pirkei Avos pointed out earlier. One who causes the masses to sin will not be given the means to repent. Man is given freedom of choice to do as act as he wishes. There are some sins that are so terrible that if one transgresses them knowingly and willingly without being compelled by circumstances, his punishment will be correspondingly terrible. He will not be able to repent. This will destroy him and remove him from the world, for the punishment of a sin is another sin, as Pirkei Avos explains. You want to do good, you do mitzvahs. You want to have more mitzvahs, do mitzvahs. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah. The mitzvah brings another mitzvah, brings another mitzvah. You want to do sin, God forbid, it'll lead to others. Make sure to be like Moshe, learning, davening, praying, being involved in mitzvahs and chesed, being involved in making the world a better place. Every mitzvah you do leads to another mitzvah, leads to another good deed, leads to another good thing. Everything that we're involved in, it should be days full of mitzvahs, days full of chesed. Don't be like Ravim, God forbid. He broke off of the Jewish people, broke off, caused there to be another leader in the Jewish people. Had a whole thing set up. He wanted to stop people going from bringing korbanos and the like. He set up his own type of a temple. Not good things. Be the example of Moshe. Be like a Moshe. Be a person who is a leader, who leads with righteousness, who causes others to do righteousness, causes only good things to be seen and done in the world at large. Join us next time as we talk about the difference between the students of Avraham and Bilam. Interesting that these two are also compared as well. Wouldn't think to compare these two here on the PAL with Reb T. I'm your host, Reb T.